So now I'm going to introduce our first speaker, Rabbi Deborah Kolodnicki.
Oh, nice.
When the rule of law is abandoned, when a tyrant considers himself above the law, when hate is the currency of that tyrant, when that tyrant declares himself a nationalist and aligns himself with white nationalists, when that tyrant thinks he can control the narrative and prevent harm to himself for breaking the law, terrible things can happen. But this is America in 2018, not Germany in 1938. And yeah, give it a round of applause. Lots of us have our epigenetic trauma activated. And we can make all the analogies we want, but we just worked our asses off and we took back the house. And hold our electeds accountable to prevent his shenanigans. but the landscape has really and truly changed. When Senator Wyden gets here, I'm going to ask him if he would speak with his colleague, Representative Pelosi, and say the constitutional crisis trumps across-the-aisle cooperation. Yeah. I mean, geez. Geez, Louise. What we are seeing today is the death throes of an old consciousness. The death throes of white supremacy, the death throes of misogyny and anti-indigenousness and imperialism and naked, unchecked capitalism. In December of 2016, I preached that as we were witnessing the death of these systems, we were also experiencing the gestation of our liberation. The birthing of a new world based on inclusion and equity and justice and loving the earth and loving indigenous paths and believing in science and welcoming the immigrant and rejoicing in our differences. And almost 2 years later, we are seeing the first phase of that birthing. But only the first phase. So hang on, everybody, because birthing is painful and it takes a while. Rabbi Menachem Creditor took a beautiful phrase from scripture many years ago, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. God will build this world from love. And he wrote a gorgeous song that I'd like to invite you to join me in singing. When we elevate ourselves with our fiery conviction and our day-to-day actions and our freedom and our love songs, we can see that the moment we are in is tough, but we've got this. Yes, we do. The arc of the universe continues to bend towards justice, my friend. And no one is above the law. No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
So sing this with me when you catch it. First the words in Hebrew, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, and then there are several words in English. Olam Chesed Yibaneh, Yadadai, Yadadai, Yadadai. Olam Chesed Yibaneh, Yadadai, Yadadai, Yadadai. Olam Chesed Yibaneh, Yadadai, Yadadai, Yadadai. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. I will build this world from love. Yadadai, yadadai, yadadai. And you must build this world from love. And you must build this world from love. Then God will build this world from love. Yadadai, yadadai, yadadai. Immersed in this birthing song, because we need to know what we're for, not just what we're against. I want us to take a moment to sing a healing prayer for our beloved Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Join me if you catch it, and then we'll get to hear from Senator Wyden. El na rabbanallah, el. Scott Wyden.
A great evening, by way of saying, with your passion and your energy, I know the Constitution and the rule of law will still prevail in America.
Sessions expressly because of the Russia investigation, President Trump is placing our entire country in a dangerous, precarious moment. This is how the cover-up begins. Congress must immediately pass legislation to protect the work of the Mueller investigation. The rule of law as we know it is at stake. And it is only appropriate that Acting Attorney General Mark Whitaker immediately recuse himself from the Mueller investigation. Publicly about how a Sessions replacement might reduce Mueller's budget, quote unquote, so low that his investigation grinds to almost a halt. It doesn't stop there. Whitaker, even as the former campaign manager for one of the key Trump campaign figures who is under investigation by Mueller's team. It is clear that Whitaker cannot oversee the investigation in a way that we can be confident is fair, impartial, and follows the rule of law. Earlier this year, the Senate Judiciary Committee passed the Special Counsel Independence and Integrity Act. The bill would safeguard Robert Mueller's investigation. I hope my colleagues on both sides of the aisle demand that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell bring the bill to the Senate floor as soon as humanly possible. I know that everyone here has just poured their time and energy into making sure our elections represented we the people. But we cannot rest. We must ensure that the Mueller investigation continues, that the rule of law and the integrity of our institutions remain intact, and that the privileged and powerful are held accountable if they broke the law or colluded with the hostile power to attack our democracy. All my best, Jeffrey A. Merkley, United States Senator for Oregon.
Representative Earl Blumenauer.
Our Congressman Earl Blumenauer is one of the leaders of the resistance, and he could not join us tonight, but here is what he wants us to know. This week, voters resoundingly spoke that they are looking for a check on Donald Trump. Thanks to all of you and the millions of people in cities across the country rallying tonight, we will fight to keep this investigation going. Nobody is above the law. Keep up your fight. Nobody is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
Well, we are so lucky in Oregon to have members of Congress that get this. They know that we need to stand up and and demand Mueller be protected. And they know that we need to stand up for the rule of law. So you might be thinking that you don't need to call them every day. You might be thinking that they don't need to get your email. You might be thinking that in Oregon we don't need to protest so much. That is wrong. Where do they get their power? They get their power from us. They get their power from the people. And the more we speak up, the more we call their offices, the more we deluge them with messages, the more power they have. So we need to take our power and we need to bring it to them and empower them to speak for us in the strongest voice possible. And what do we want? Justice. When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
Thank you. We have one final speaker that we're excited to have with us here today. Oh, you can go to get more information about the calls to make. I think a lot of people got a handout that has information, hopefully, yeah. But you can also go to Indivisible Oregon's website, indivisibleor.org. You can also find Indivisible Oregon on Facebook and on Twitter, and we are sharing this call to action in all of those places. It has a very simple script of what to say when you call Congress. Protect the Mueller investigation. Whitaker must refuse himself. Congress needs to pass legislation to protect the investigation. Nick Knudsen's gonna be our final speaker. He's a writer and activist, and he has a blog with over 50 contributors, Dem Right Press, and he's gonna talk a little bit more about the seriousness of this issue and what we are all here standing up for.
It sure was nice for Ron to come warm up for me. I did not know that I was going to be that he was going to be there to warm up for me. So that was a surprise. I don't know about you guys, but I woke up Wednesday morning ready to take it easy. I was going to have a cup of coffee. I was going to play with my kids for a little while, treat it like a normal day, see a movie. I was going to relish in the stories about all the badass women that we elected to Congress. North in Washington, who won today, and Jackie Rosen, who unseated Dean Heller in Nevada, and some lady named Kate Brown, who won the governorship. I even planned to finally do some dishes. I'll admit it, I was tired after weeks of getting out the boat for our blue wave. Maybe a nap? No such luck. On Wednesday morning, Donald Trump gave us Matthew Whitaker. This timing was absolutely deliberate because we are tired. Trump thinks like an autocrat and understands the art of mass manipulation. The idea for these rapid response protests first came into being when we thought that that it was going to be Robert Mueller who was going to be fired. And then we thought it was going to be Rod Rosenstein who was going to be fired. But he finally pulled the trigger on one of the most hated people by the left, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. And let's face it, we're not, in theory, sad to see him go. But it's a problem. Yesterday, I had a conversation with somebody that I know very well and who's generally pretty savvy about political stuff. And she literally said, "You want me to get worked up about Trump firing Sessions? No way. Good riddance." No.
No.
No. And that's the game. That's the manipulation. Trump did this the day after the election, when he could both change the subject about the total Republican faceplant that had happened the previous night, and when he could, in theory, capitalize on the extreme fatigue of our activist corps. Not us. He did it by firing not Mueller, not even Rosenstein, but a hated figure in Jeff Sessions. He did it after a year of false alarms about obstruction, and now will no doubt claim that we are just obsessive witch hunters out to get him. There are some witches out there. Sure. He did it just before the holidays, when people will be distracted and less disposed to fight. And he did it just before this lame duck Congress comes in and starts messing with lawmaking and you know, everything. It's going to be a shit show. I'm sorry. It's going to be a shit show. So this was intentional. Here's the thing. Are we falling for it?
No!
Yeah, you guys don't look distracted. You do not look distracted. Tired but wired. Are you guys above the law?
No!
Am I above the law?
No!
Is Donald Trump above the law?
No!
Who's above the law?
No one!
That is correct. You guys are super smart. Okay. So, it's been driving him crazy for 18 months that he does not control Robert Mueller. It's unacceptable to Trump that Mueller has had free rein to pursue any line of inquiry that he wants in the Trump-Russia investigation. He had to get control of this, and he waited for this moment. This isn't about Jeff Sessions getting fired. This is about Matthew Whitaker.
Yes.
A man that I'll admit I knew next to nothing about before yesterday. As the overseer of the Mueller probe, Whitaker would be able to limit the scope of inquiry and cut off specific lines of investigation. None of those actions to curtail the probe would be made public until the investigation is entirely complete. We won't know. He will also control Mueller's budget and access to resources. I'm going to share some information about Whitaker that makes this problematic. So I'm going to read out some bullets. And when I point to you guys, you are going to chant, "Whitaker must recuse." All right, let's say it once. Whitaker must recuse.
Whitaker must recuse.
Good. Okay, in an August 2017 op-ed for CNN, Whitaker suggested that the Mueller investigation might turn into a fishing expedition that could be damaging to the President of the United States and his family, and by extension, to the country.
Whitaker must recuse.
In an August 2017 appearance on CNN, Whitaker defended the president against the suggestion that his D.C. hotel was an unethical annex to the White House. Whitaker said, "I think it's going to be hard for him to divest all his things." The ethics laws and the conflict of interest rules do not apply to the president or the vice president.
Whitaker must recuse!
Yeah, he said that. Whitaker's past statements, including use of the term witch hunt and talk of dwindling down Mueller's resources, suggest that he would interfere in the investigation.
Whitaker must recuse!
He said, "It does not take a lawyer or even a former federal prosecutor like myself to conclude that investigating Donald Trump's finances or his family's finances falls completely outside the realm of his 2016 campaign and allegations that the campaign coordinated with the Russian government or anyone else. That goes beyond the scope of the appointment of the special counsel.
Whitaker must recuse!
Yeah, he said that too. I'm not making this up. He said, so I could see a scenario where Jeff Sessions is replaced, Whitaker said. Sorry guys, I'm doing bad with the pointing thing, just hang on. And that attorney general doesn't fire Bob Mueller, but he just reduces his budget to so low that his investigation grinds to almost a halt.
Whitaker must recuse!
Direct quote. Okay, you guys get the picture. All right. So there are plenty more quotes like this. You get the drift. Whitaker has been courting Donald Trump on cable news and in the op-ed pages for 2 years, waiting for his opportunity to come through for his president. He will do everything he can to kneecap the Mueller probe. This is completely unacceptable. Will we stand for it?
No!
Good answer. And that's why we're here. We have to remain vigilant through all of Trump's gaslighting and distractions. So thank you for coming. I wish this crowd was even 100 times bigger, but boy, it is a big crowd. Hi, everybody. Yeah, give yourself a round. Pretty good. This was always going to get worse before it got better. Are we going to let Trump get away with this?
No!
Are we going to let Trump get away with this?
No!
This is the most important issue for the future of law and order in our country, for our children's future and our grandchildren. I hope that they can look back on us one day, to their grandma, their grandpa, their mom, their aunt, their uncle, their great-great-grandfather, and say, they saw what was happening, and they stood up for me. They fought for democracy, and they won. All right, thank you guys, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick. So what are we gonna do? Are we gonna stand down?
No!
No, we will call, we will email, we will send messages, we will protest, we will get the word to our members of Congress every day until Whitaker recuses himself and there is legislation to protect Mueller. Every day. When are you gonna call?
Every day.
When are you gonna call?
Every day.
When are you gonna call?
Every day.
Who is above the law?
No one.
So what hashtag are we gonna use when we're sharing this with everyone you know? Nobody is above the law. No one's above the law. Wow, I'm not doing a good job with this remembering. Nobody's above the law. No. Oh, okay. Hey, it would help if I looked at my notes. Okay. Not above the law.
Not above the law.
Not above the law.
Not above the law.
Okay, we're going to do one last chant, and then we're all going to go home, and we're going to keep making those calls, and we're going to get the word out, and we're going to do everything we can, because this is the future of our country, and our democracy is at stake. So what do we do when our democracy is under attack? What do we do? When our democracy is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up.
Please make sure to pick up your trash and let's be safe as we go out tonight. Thank you.